Okay, guys, very pleased with our team's effort today to come, you know, across the country, leaving on a Friday and finding a way to get another win on the road was extremely encouraging. I thought we put together all three phases, but again, real credit to our players. Coming off the bye week, we didn't have any rust, and that was something that we kind of emphasized all week. We continue to come out healthy, knock on wood, and I think that's a credit to Reggie Scott and our training staff. But our players did an excellent job. Coaching staff did a great job getting them ready to go, and have a whole lot of respect for Coach McAdoo and the Giants coaching staff and how tough they are to prepare for. I know that there's a lot of good things for them, but we're pleased to come away with the win today and get to 6-2 at the halfway point.
What do you, I mean, at the beginning of this thing, could you have really thought at halfway through the season you guys would be in this position?
You know, it sounds cliche, Gary, but really what you do is you just take it one day at a time. And I know that our players and our coaching staff, the amount of preparation that goes into every single game, you certainly prepare with the intent to try to come away with the win. And I think what's gotten us to this point is has been just taking it one day at a time, focusing on our approach, our preparation, hopefully leading to good performances. But we've got a bunch of good players in our locker room, a lot of really high-character football guys that respect that process that it takes day in and day out. You know, it is halfway through the season, so we've got to continue on with this. And, you know, we were very pleased with the ability to kind of stack two consecutive what we feel like are complete games together. And now we've got a great challenge with the Houston Texans coming to L.A. next week.
Will it get tougher? Some of your players have talked about this. We've been through playoff runs, how the games get bigger, the expectations grow, yeah. The pressure grows. Are you concerned at all about your team's ability to handle that?
You know, I don't think so, because really, you know, your previous history with this group is the best indicator of kind of their future performances. And so far, they've just shown that whether it be good or bad, they respond the same way. And that's the consistent approach that we want to be able to take. And whether we came out of here with a win or whether we came out of here with a loss, you know, we expect to look at the film, find ways to improve, focus on that in the coming week, and then prepare for the Houston Texans. Because in this league, I think what's represented week in, week out, if you aren't ready to go, you don't have great focus and concentration, you get humbled very quickly. And while we're encouraged with the performance today, that's not going to get us a win against a very good team that Coach O'Brien will do an excellent job getting them ready to go next week.
It seems like every week there's, well, now they got to go on the road to Florida, now they got to go to London, you know, now they got to come off a bye week and compete. Yet you guys are answering that bell week after week after week. What's going on for you guys to respond the way you guys?
Well, you know, it's a credit to our players, and they've done a great job of just staying one day at a time. And I think, you know, when you look at everything that this entails, you know, we're kind of getting comfortable with these trips because that's been usually the norm for the first 8 weeks of the season. I feel pretty comfortable even on a Friday and kind of what is that rhythm, that routine, and being able to go in Jacksonville. So I think our players have kind of embraced that, and they've done an excellent job, and they've got to be the ones that are come out making those plays. I think our coaching staff has done a very good job of putting them in position with the weekly preparation, but those guys are the ones making plays on game day, and we've been seeing guys do that on all three phases, and those are things that are very encouraging for us moving forward. But now the challenge is, can we sustain that?
Talking about Jared's game, four touchdowns, he scored on 80 of first nine possessions.
Yeah, really pleased with Jared today. I thought he managed the game extremely well. I thought he made some excellent off-schedule plays. You look at the first touchdown pass to Higbee. It's a three-man rush. He ended up getting all the way through his progression, buying time. He hits Cooper Kupp off-schedule later on. He's able to buy some more time and find Robert on the short touchdown pass. And then I thought the touchdown to Sammy Watkins was extremely encouraging because it was a great deep ball throw. It was a little bit wet at the time. The ball can come out of your hand funny. And then Sammy makes an excellent catch down the field, and really pleased with those two, you know, and their ability to be able to connect on that type of play. We ran the football efficiently, I think, starting out with Todd popping the long run right away. Tavon made some plays. So there was a lot of guys. You look at Robert Woods' touchdown on the screen. There was a lot of great individual efforts. Offensive line continues to protect very well. So a lot of encouraging things. But, you know, Jared was the one running the show today, and he showed great command and great poise in a, you know, a road atmosphere against a tough opponent.
Two shots to Watkins. Were those by design? I mean, did you want to try to, coming out of the bye week, try to get him a little more involved?
You know, we've had some things like that up in the last couple weeks, and fortunately we got a look that we wanted, and then the players made the play. And that's not an easy play to execute. I mean, you look at what a great catch that was, what a great throw was, because their safety was kind of in a position where maybe you let it go to the intermediate, maybe you don't. He was decisive with it, and the players made a great play there. So we've always, you know, we're always going to try to have some opportunities to take chances down the field and make defenses defend the width and the depth of the field, but I think, you know, those guys ended up making that play. It was a pretty good reaction right there, wasn't it?
Is it important that they connected like that? I mean, you've been trying.
I think for them, yeah. I think any time that you're able to have some success and finally say, okay, there, we made that play, I think that's encouraging. But I don't think they ever didn't have confidence in it. You know, there's a lot of different things that come into play when you're talking about connecting on those things down the field, whether it be quarterback and receiver, but then also your protection. And everything kind of came together, and the players made it work there.
Coach, can you talk about the early in the second quarter? They're moving the ball a little bit, which Ogletree forces that fumble, and you guys just kind of whitewashed it from there. Is that as big as it seemed at the
Well, I think the defense did a great job. You know, anytime you hear us talk about turnovers all the time, Rich, and for us to win the turnover battle 3-0 today, come away with 17 points off those turnovers, special teams gets a block. So I think everybody had their hand in it. But the defense creating and forcing those turnovers with those two fumble recoveries and then the pick by Tremaine, can't say enough about what that does for our football team and how big that was to be able to give us a lead in some of those situations earlier on in the game.
Got Robert Woods into the end zone.
Yeah.
How I know you say not by design, but for him to kind of get on track that way, how important do you think that is?
I think it's great for him just when you look at the contributions he's made to our team, not only in the pass game but in the run game, and then what he represents week in and week out with the way that he kind of leads in that receiver room. But certainly that first touchdown play was all him. I mean, he had great blocks, and then you see the speed to be able to finish a long screen pass on a third and long where you're really just hoping to get some yards back, maybe get into field goal range, and he ends up taking that to the, you know, for a long touchdown, and then great job by him on the play action. Jared bought a little bit of time. So, you know, he's been a guy that we've tried to feature in some of those situations, and we were happy for Robert that it worked out for him today.
With as much success as you've had on the road and as connected as this team seems to be when you're away from the Coliseum, are you eager to play at home and show fans kind of a different look than they saw the last time you were there?
I think we're eager to see if we can continue, you know, playing good football right now. And, you know, we're excited to be back home in L.A. and play in front of hopefully a good crowd at the Coliseum. But I know that our players, you know, they certainly will appreciate and like that support. But really what our focus will be on is trying to see if we can string together another complete game. And you know, if we do that, we'll give ourselves a chance against a very tough Houston Texans team.
Gone overlooked, but Farrell Cooper has become a pretty good weapon in the return game.
Yeah, he really has, Vinny. He's done a great job. You know, you look at the confidence that he has. I think he's consistently catching the football. And then you see why when the ball's in his hands, you know, he's always been a guy. That's why you like him so much coming out of South Carolina, because he's creative. He's strong, but then he's also very elusive as well. And I think in the kick return and in the punt return, he's brought a huge spark to our team. And it's been referenced by just the field position and some of those big returns where you flip the field and get us in some good spots offensively to start drives. And we've been very pleased with Farrell.
Do you lean one way or another on taking it out of the end zone on kickoffs? I know a lot of coaches said just take it to the 25.
Yeah. There's a certain area of the field, and then based on the coverage units and some of the, you know, how long the trajectory of the guy that's kicking the football hangs up in there and where the coverage units would be, you know, that's the nice thing. You go back to where you talk to Bones and his area of expertise, and you trust to rely on a guy that you have a whole lot of confidence in. And usually it's kind of in that midway point in the end zone, but then there's things that do come into play based on, you know, the hang time and things like that. But I think they've done a good job making good decisions. You know, it goes to show you what I know. You look at the Jacksonville, oh, stay in. No, good decision right there when he ends up taking it back for a touchdown. So Bones has done a great job putting the special teams in excellent spots all year, and feel very fortunate to have him, and Farrell's been great.
About offensively and defensively, how you were able to get the lead and seem to be in attack mode the whole game on both sides of the football.
Yeah, I think that's one of the philosophies that our football team wants to embody is, you know, we always want to attack and apply pressure to the opposing unit, whether we're on offense or defense or special teams. And our players made those plays. And I think it was a credit to those guys to be able to get that done against a tough opponent on the road. And you know, anytime that you win the turnover battle 3-0, you're going to give yourself a chance to have a complete game. And that's what we feel like we came away with today.